Hi there. The word for you today is on getting what you want. In James 4 verse 2 we read, you do not have because you do not ask. Here are three more lessons from this fascinating story about the five daughters of Zelophehad who changed the law so that women had equal rights with men when it came to inheriting land. The first lesson is, there are benefits you won't receive unless you ask for them. Plus, asking and receiving works wonders for your self-esteem. Imagine the joy these five daughters felt when their petition was granted, the law was changed, history was made. Obviously, they were emotionally secure or they wouldn't even have tried it. So, as a redeemed child of God, you need to rise up and say with Paul in Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? Second lesson in this story is, timing is so important. In Proverbs 27, verse 12, Solomon writes, a prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions, but the simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Now think about this. The daughters of Zelophehad spoke up while they were still in the wilderness. The promised land hadn't yet been conquered or divided up, so they did it at the right time. There's nothing like good planning. You can't just sit around and assume that other people are thinking about your welfare. For example, after the raises are announced, is not the time to petition your boss for an increase. Look, Zelophehad's daughters made life better for every other woman in Israel. So, by speaking up and confronting the situation, not only will you be blessed, but you'll be a blessing to others too, and that's what you're called to do. And the third lesson here is, always strive for a win-win situation. The battle wasn't over yet. The daughters of Zelophehad had uncles who appealed the new ruling, pointing out that if these women married men outside their tribe, then their land holdings would go to other tribes. So God made another ruling. To possess the land, you must only marry within your own tribe. Now, let me make an important point here, and it's a point about marriage. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 39, and I quote, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, but only in the Lord. Did you get that? That's God's rule, and it's also his plan for blessing and marriage. By the way, the same goes for men. Okay? That's the word for you today.